is the Popular Front bonus episode for patrons only, episode 1. Today I'm going to be talking about how I brought Abu Hajar to the world, basically. So if you don't already know, Abu Hajar was one of the jihadists in a Vice News video clip that I produced and put together and put out there onto the internet. He was a member of ISIS and was trying to attack like a Peshmerga position. And he was such an inept fighter that basically everybody ended up laughing at him all over the internet. I think the video got like 50 million views or something like that. Basically all these memes came out saying like Abu Hajar did nothing wrong because all the other jihadis are like shouting at him. I think the best meme I saw was one where it said, Abu Hajar, cover me. And all it is just a picture of Abu Hajar throwing like a cover over, you know, like a blanket over a soldier as he's lying there shooting. So basically I just wanted to explain how Abu Hajar kind of came to the world. A lot of people don't realize it was me that did that the other day on Twitter. Some people were like, wow, that was you, like that's the funniest thing I've ever seen, which annoyingly this Abu Hajar video has probably got more views than any of my other documentaries, and it's just like a little video clip of some ISIS guys being absolutely shit, but you know, whatever, it is funny. And it also kind of showed another side to the ISIS, because obviously they put out their propaganda and they look like these, you know, special elite forces even at times, and definitely a lot of them are very good at fighting. You can't take that away from them. Yes, they're the scum of the earth, whatever. However, a lot of them are very good at fighting. But then you get these other idiot units, the cannon fodder, guys that, you know, believe they're going out to fight for whatever insane religious reasons, no real training, not very good, not very brave, just get flinged out there and they're just firing, you know, pot shots everywhere. That was Abu Hajar, that was his unit, and that's how it kind of was presented. You know, there was no trickery, we just put it out there as it was meant to be. So, first of all, let me explain how Abu Hajar kind of fell into my hands. I was talking to this guy I know, Justin Ames. I don't know if he'd describe himself as a journalist, but certainly does a lot of journalistic work. He has a blog called The Velvet Rocket, which is really fascinating. He kind of just travels around to various kind of contentious areas. For example, I got in touch with him, first started chatting to him when I read a really good article that he wrote about the FLNC, which was a militant group in Corsica, a small island in Europe. Anyway, so me and him had always been chatting, and I think he ended up going to one of the frontline areas that I had been in the previous year. So I was in Iraq in 2015 on the Kazir front in a place called Aski Kalak. I was with the Peshmerga. There wasn't a lot going on, to be honest. Like, it was quite hairy at some points, but not for very long. And anyway, so I was out there, and he ended up being there or around there and must have hit me up and said, hey, Jake, like, I'm in this area. I remember you spoke about it. So I'd always kept in touch with Justin, and we were speaking while he was out there. And there was a Peshmerga who was saying, you know, we've got this incredible footage. We found this dead Dashi, this dead ISIS fighter. And he had this this memory card in his GoPro. You know, we were fighting him. They were coming up in an SVB IED or some kind of armored vehicle they created. And this was 2016. And they were saying, look, we've got this footage and it's incredible. You see these guys, head cam, they're all fighting. They're doing, you know, pretty badly. But it gives you a very interesting insight into what happened. Now, these Peshmerga guys kind of promised Justin and promised me. They were like, look, no one has seen this footage before. It's not out there. And certainly I had a look, couldn't find anything. Nothing was there. Now, that turned out to be a lie, unfortunately. So at the very start of the video, there is a slight, there's a fault, basically, in the information. It says in the date and the place. It's kind of slightly out of time because these Peshmerga wanted to make it look like, hey, we got this really exclusive stuff for you. They didn't get paid or anything, but that's just what they wanted to do. They wanted to, I guess they wanted to show, look, we got this cool stuff. When the piece went out, Orc's blog kind of did a piece saying, this is, you know, this is cool footage, but actually it did come out at a different time, slightly before, via like K24, one of those Kurdistan news channels. He didn't make much about it, but anyway, that is what it is. So anyway, so this footage comes to me and Justin says, look, I got this footage. You should see, it's incredible. And I was, at the time, it was still working at Vice News at the time. And anyway, so it was, Justin said, look, you got to see this footage. And he sent it over to me from Iraq on like WeTransfer. It took forever to get hold of. And it was something like 30 minutes of just the most hilarious and also really dark footage you could imagine. Because these guys, this little group of ISIS fighters, were in Iraq and they were planning this mission to go and attack the Peshmerga lines, big homemade vehicles that they create themselves. They look like Mad Max vehicles. And they were going on like a martyrdom mission. It was quite obvious, you know, they were putting up the kind of Tawheed finger and, you know, one Umar, blah, blah. But their kind of message to the world as they went off was nothing. Like, it was very minor. It was like, yeah, we're off, bye. Like, and they all got in the car, and that was dark in itself. These guys were very clearly cannon fodder from the start, you know. Anyway, so they pile in this big kind of heavy vehicle. Off they go, and the footage then, it just unfolds. I mean, they're coming up to the Peshmerga berms, you can see in the distance. There's two of these vehicles flying, and this guy, Abu Hajar, is just the most inept jihadi you've ever seen in your life. So he's firing all over the place. He's grabbing, like, rockets. They've got some weird kind of homemade mortar that they screw onto the front of their rifles. Everything that happens, these guys are kicking off with Abu Hajar. He's on the front of the gun. He's the gunner, and he's firing. And then one point, the guy says, Abu Hajar, like, what the fuck? You're spraying us. Because, obviously, as he's firing, all the casings are firing all over them. At one point, he grabs a rocket, fires it, but the backdraft is too low in the vehicle, so all the smoke kind of blows around them. You even see the guy's head cam melt slightly on the lens. And he says, good job, Abu Hajar, but you fried us as well. Like, the whole thing's hilarious. And as soon as it came out, I think within like 3 days or 4 days, there was like a million views, which, you know, Vice News was at its prime at the time, which, you know, it obviously isn't now. But at the time, you know, there was loads of people were into Vice News and looking at it. And it got like a million views in 4 days, which is really good. And then within a week, it was like 8 million views. It just went mad. And then I kind of, you know, I forgot about it, to be honest. And then one day I remember like logging on a few weeks later, and there was all these memes, and it, you know, is the most funny thing I can imagine. But basically, we got this footage and we just cut it all up with a friend of mine, Kiri Evangelou, a good editor. He still works for Vice News, actually. We put it together. We got two different people to check the translations because they're quite hard to hear. And we put it together and we just put it out. It was like, this is what it's really like to fight for ISIS. Now, I would argue that, you know, I didn't pick the title. You know, you have editors, you have bosses. I wanted to call it something like what it's like to be an ISIS, you know, cannon fodder, whatever, what it's like to be just a grunt, you know, essentially some kind of grunt infantry as a ISIS fighter. But whatever, it went out with that title. I would argue, like, you know, a lot of them are very good fighters, so that's not quite what it's like. It is what it's like for some people. But anyway, that went out, put it together, put it out there, you know, and the rest is what it is. You know, Abu Hajar is now famous. You know, he got his martyrdom. You know, he was killed and he died. And at the end, you see him, like, you see the fighters trying to roll away from the front line. And you just see, it's quite dark, really, actually. You see the kind of the sun fly around every time he rolls, you know, 360 over onto the ground to try and avoid getting shot. But yeah, Abu Hajar got his martyrdom, and he became famous on the internet for just being a terrible fighter. Let me know if you don't like this style of bonus episode. I was thinking, you know, the bonus episodes, it doesn't have to be me interviewing somebody. I thought it would be quite interesting to do it this way. Not that I want to be self-indulgent, but there's a lot of fun things and, like, interesting things I've seen, you know, on my various trips around reporting all over the world. Why not put it out this way? If you guys think it's interesting, let me know. If you don't, let me know. I'll make sure there's a guest every time for the bonus episode as well.